Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He's the wee man's up for it today.
I feel you a better day.
You played with that stupid wee hang all weekend, didn't you?
Feel you a better day, mate. Feeling good.
Looking good, mate. Looking good. A bit of trainers, but looking good.
Stand up, give a twirl with the trainers and trousers combo.
Court at 2 o'clock, look at fives at 3.
Look at the boxers.
If there's any 60-year-old woman that's missing her trousers.
Tell you what.
We're fucking dumb.
What was the thought?
I always see people nowadays wearing like sort of running type trainers with style.
Well, who wears their trousers? Where have you seen them? Bingo. Bingo's where else?
Supermarket. I'm happy with the style of the day.
Tight look smart for the gym, ain't he?
No bad, boys. No bad.
Do you enjoy that food yesterday, wee man?
Beautiful, man.
Never brought his wallet again.
I saw
Getting a bad rent, mate. That was beautiful, mate.
Was Sunday, it nice,
beautiful. 10 out of 10.
Oh, he was like a wee boy when Just Jess appeared, though. He was like a wee guy, man. Never seen somebody so nervous.
Love
in the bird.
I was really gaff. Stuck in and everything. I kept looking at the ground when I was talking to her. Be just wet, good and right, my cracky mask.
What, so who's going for Sunday now?
Me, Steph, the boys, and the wee man came.
I did. Quite literally after it. No. Come on. Si, need to go to it because it was a big week.
No. Wait, I want to know what the boys done this weekend.
I'm not. We were talking to you about the weekend.
All right, me. How?
It was a big weekend for his champion.
Oh, you only want to bring it up when we didn't do well, right? That type.
No, how was it though, mate?
Now we are Burness deserved to win the game, mate. Fair play them came right after us, man for man, 3-5-2.
You see the champions t-shirts already, didn't you?
Yeah, 20 champions t-shirts sent back.
Mick Kennedy was seen on a service station dropping off 20 cases of champagne.
Yeah, I can't believe that though, can you?
Oh, mate. Probably. Do you know what?
Three boxes of Champions t-shirt. Scudded to the lap on S.
I was keen for the next couple of weeks, innit?
Tried to get him on the bar Saturday night, it was fully booked for a Champions
Champions party. Do you know what, mate? I was so depressed Saturday night because I done the thing I said I wasn't going to do at start of the season. I went off my tits at half time.
I heard you on the highlights with that penalty.
Mate, see, at half time, man, honestly, I went off my tits and I was sitting Saturday night.
Back to Broomhilde
it was, mate. She sat upstairs, I sat downstairs. Ended up getting four Stellas.
With a vest on.
Take his jacket off and I was in
the
living room.
The worst thing was, mate, I fell asleep on the couch. And she was upstairs and I woke up to her mum standing, looking at us. I just had my boxers on. Steph had went for our work in the morning and her mum's like, "Ah, I'm just here to take the boys." She's like, late night last night. And I was like, "Ah, no, not really. I fell asleep at 10:30 anyway. Didn't want to talk about it." So she went. So I'd done a high rock Saturday morning before our game. That thing I did about out of K, back of K, dumbbell workout 8 times. Fucking, it's a solid, mate. See your body next day.
Dumbbell workout again.
Dumbbell workout. So see, the next morning, on the Sunday, I was fucking raging, a bit rough. So I was like, I'm going to go for a 45-minute run. She's like, you're a psycho, you need to see a shrink, 100%. So I've had a full-blown race around Tuggy Loch Sunday. So I'm out for a pod, mate. I'm just like, I'm just going to go for a 45-minute pod. Get down to Huggy, do half a lap, and this guy comes fucking sprinting, and I think he's far too close to me. He doesn't need to be that close. Almost like a fuck you sort of type thing. Like, runs by us, and I've gave 10 seconds, and I'm like, one, he's a prick. I'm going to try and catch him here. I want to also find out how fit I am. But he's a good runner, mate. So, mate, I'm fucking off my nut. So I eventually catch him, mate, and take over him. But as I'm getting to take over him, it's coming towards the end of Huggy Lock, and I was like, I can't just take over him, then fuck off. I'm going to need to do another lap. So, mate, I'm fucking hearing it round Huggy Lock, and this guy's behind us. Get to the end of the second lap, and I think, look round, nowhere to be seen. I'm like, yes, I've beat him. But I slowed it down. I'd done 31 minutes and I was like, I'll run up to the top of Cumbernauld Road and back down, and that'll make it a 45 minute run. Mate, word of a lie, mate. I've dropped the pace a wee bit, so I'm just plodding. I get to the first bus stop on Cumbernauld Road, mate, and I just hear this flash of yellow fade behind us, mate. So I started fucking hearing it again on Cumbernauld Road, mate. Honestly, I get to the end of the bridge.
A bad place, mate.
And I just beat him to the end of the bridge, mate. But see, when I ran
did
up the
did you
bridge,
do this? Right there.
But mate, he never even looked at us. So if you're that guy,
was he even fighting?
I don't know. That's what. If you're that guy, let us know. If you were, then fuck you. Get it up, you man. No, but honestly, mate. So see the day I was in agony, man. That High Rock Saturday and then racing a guy around Tuggy Lock Sunday, man. I don't know what's wrong with.
You need to just chill.
Bad weekend for
that. What is that? 10k.
What, that High Rock? No, it's 8k.
No. You seen the route you did?
That was 10k yesterday.
So you did a 10k in 45 minutes?
46 it was.
That's outrageous.
But it was only, but it would never have been a 46 minute run. It was only because I was racing that guy.
Aye. That's some
guy. Something not quite right in his head, is
there? No.
Do you never get that though? Now that you've retired? Aye. That competitive?
I've done it a few times. I've seen a few older guys doing it by me in their 60s. And I try to catch them, and I can't get
near them. Because you've got the trousers on, that's
why. Mate, I've seen the older guys, and I cannot get near them. I'll get a slow run, though.
No, the competitiveness of playing professional football, that never leaves, regardless of what you're doing in life. You always want to win at everything.
You were desperate to win Saturday,
absolutely.
Man. Good result for us.
A great result, because it was the worst game of football.
Oh, mate, it was like Stoke versus fucking...
It was Stoke
Russian
versus
Diamonds.
Fucking...
Oh, so this was...
Tell you what, there wasn't a lot of coaching going on.
Was there
no? There wasn't three passes put together, mate. It was getting leathered, mate. The ball had to go up to the Hairmyers after the game, man.
We passed it.
Under
9's
taking the leather off the ball.
When teams come to your ground and play anti-football, it's difficult to play against it. It's difficult to play against anti-football.
I think it's the home team, it's on your onus is on you to go and play past that.
Oh, definitely aye.
How's your wee man, Jude?
Just smashing everyone.
Brilliant.
And a great header off the line, didn't he?
Against his,
I knew that good. Big head would come in handy one day.
Against his old team, or
no? They hit the post twice. What about wee Lou when it hit the post and it rolled along and hit the post again?
And then Levi cleared it off the line. That was outrageous.
Who was the better team?
Wasn't much in it.
Wasn't much in it. Two teams were poor. I would say I was probably two or three guys doing it the weekend.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Aye.
So that's why it was tight.
Aye.
B team.
And then you had your night with Tam Cowan Saturday.
Aye, it was good.
You kept that quiet.
Tam was good, by the way. He's mental.
Did you get paid for that, or did you do it for free?
I got a donation.
Was it good, mate?
Really good. Aye, doing Rovers amateur football team's 70th anniversary. They've got a semi final this week against Steens in the East of Scotland Cup, I think it is. So nah, good turnout, good group of boys. We 45 minute chat about football and life and stories, and then Tam come on and he's fucking mental, man. He is absolutely mental. And wee Joe, I give wee Joe a mention. Wee Joe the compere.
Joe who?
Joe Smith.
That's not his name.
That's his name.
Joe Smith. Never heard of him.
He's a wee compere guy. He asked me to do the speakers, but no, if anybody else is looking for a speaker, I'm available most weekends. Good gigs.
How much are you looking for it?
Just phone me, I'll give you a price.
How's your mate playing the pro going on?
Not started yet.
I've seen a few videos of the ex-Scotland players.
You like that?
Are you asking the kids to? No. It's a brilliant, by the way, it's brilliant. Are you asking the kids to recreate their goals?
Practice it, 100%.
Yeah. No, but I'm a wee bit sceptical though. It's obviously aimed for the kids, but we've got the teenage boys in, like the young adults in doing the demos. Poor standard, eh?
the 4v2 thing
last night.
I think it was poor.
There wasn't 3 or 4
just,
passes.
We just won a cup final in that, but aye, quite
there wasn't like 3 or 4 passes put together in the 4v2. I couldn't really see
that. Flat.
Are you excited for it?
Chow gets quite a lot of mentions. Is he on the sponsor?
No, Chow is. He's a drill killer, 100%.
A session record, mate.
He's a session record, aye.
You got taught a good result, mate. You got a cracking result at the weekend.
What a start we go to. 10-0 down in the first 5 minutes, baby.
And did you win the game?
No, 10-0, no.
And then the coach said to him, do you want to just mix the teams?
What is he a mix of? One of the best things I've seen in youth football, by the way.
What, the guy asking you?
I think that's incredible. Maybe we're getting battered, but your kids they've not played a lot, so they're just getting into it for the first time. The rugby team were great. And the coach came in and just said, we'll mix the players, but you wouldn't see that in youth football, mate.
What age group was that? You're 14?
Yeah, no.
So what message is that sending to the team? Just when you're getting beat, we'll all be alright and we'll mix teams, and...
demoralising, mate.
Here, see this.
Sometimes you need that medicine, mate.
They're only primary twos, and they were getting... The wee guys are nearly greeting all that, just...
I want to ask you a question, right? Tom's youngest one, his team, they've not lost a game for easy 6 or 7 weeks, no one lost a single game.
Love it.
Every week they score 35, 40 goals in the 5 games they play.
Right.
Surely that's no benefit in them. They need to maybe move up a year and challenge themselves. What are you thinking? But they're not allowed to.
Nah, fuck it. Keep running up.
Keep battering teams, mate. Mate, honestly, every week, 7-0, 8-0, probably like 10-minute games. And that's all the Gaelic teams at that level. They're really good.
But Gaelic always do that, didn't it? At a younger age group, I think when they get higher up. Like,
see, when they go to this age group of We're at the New, where me and Jude and Danny's at, is it 2014? That's when they obviously lose the kids to pro youth where they can actually sign. That's when Gaelic then start to struggle because they lose all their good players and everybody goes there because of the opportunities.
Have you still got shares in Gaelic, by the way? We talk about fucking Gaelic every week.
We're in Celtic and Rangers, isn't it?
I think
it's a Gaelic section. Go every Monday, man.
Tell you what, Gaelic might get a few of the Gaelic quick.
He's desperate for a job at Gaelic, isn't he?
Get the Gaelic manager's job. Player to academy.
He's on that, by the way.
Play to pro. A few Gaelic boys have signed up.
What about food this weekend? What have you had any nice? I had a Pisano Friday, Chippy Saturday.
What did you get for Chippy?
Chippy, I got a fish supper with two roan fritter, tub of gravy, tub of curry sauce. What an order.
Did you get curry sauce early? Did you put the curry sauce early fish?
You don't put
gravy and curry sauce. You don't.
No, I put the gravy here, curry sauce here. I put a wee bit of mayonnaise and a wee bit of ketchup and I just kind of dip between.
I've had a bad week of food actually.
Bad week of food.
Aye.
Four different sauces?
So you can mix up the flavours now?
Oh, that's disgusting.
What,
man.
Do you just go one?
Curry sauce, aye.
That's it?
Aye, 100%.
Any mayonnaise with your fish and chips?
No. By the way, big news, the big man said bad.
I've had a bad week of food. I've been on the dinners this week and because I've been stressed with a
you look like a dinner lady.
I think it's been a freezer tea.
You look like a dinner lady. Night.
I think it's been a freezer tea most nights.
Freezer tea?
A freezer tea, aye.
What sort of stuff? Like a fucking...
Chalk ice?
Aye, a couple of chalk ice. Chalk ice and chips? Beans and chips. I think one night we actually had a Kelly pie. Kelly pie, chips and beans.
Oh, unreal. I love that, mate.
It was a good dinner. Boys looked at the beans as if to say, what's this dad you've given me? I was like, can get them in there. Cracking. With chicken nuggets.
Do you know what I've taken? Have you not had it? Friday,
the boys had a takeaway. Saturday.
What takeaway did they get Friday?
Friday, the two youngest ones went for McDonald's and Harry went for KFC. And then Saturday, I had the sportsman's dinner. I had nice lentil soup and a steak pie dinner.
Oh, that was.
And then last night, went into the lodge. Walked into the lodge.
Oh, yeah, the lodge, huh? See Andy, Derek, and
Neil Wallock.
So the boys stood in the lodge. Neil Wallock sitting out front celebrating Paddy's Day.
What about you, wee boys? What have you into?
Beef and tomato pot noodle 3 nights in a row.
Oh,
how good are you?
No bad at all. I prefer coke and though. You like coke and though?
No, they
coke
leave
and
a
bit of they are. They're a game changer.
They leave a scum on my teeth.
They always leave a wee bit of taste in your mouth, mate, after it.
Aye, wee bit dry, aye, I know what you're getting at.
But somebody told me that coconut noodles were really good for you and I just battered them for ages, but turns out they're fucking really fattening.
They're not going to be good for you now.
Is a pot noodle, is a beef and tomato pot noodle bad for you?
Mate, the calories in that would be horrific, man. Oh. Do you have that on a bit of bread? Do you have that on a bit of bread and butter? That's amazing.
Six slices.
I had the midweek meltdown yesterday with Lynn. She had the meltdown yesterday and she said, I'm just doing everything. So I said, right, fuck it.
Well, like...
So I just
see, when she says she's doing everything, like, talk us through what she's done.
Well, there's not a lot to really talk about, but anyway. She'll be raging. So I just says, I'll go and get the meals this week. So I says, Danny, right, doing what you want for your dinner this week, we'll go and get the stuff. So meal plan for this week. So we're spag ball tonight.
Good.
Spaggy bog.
Okay, spag ball tonight with garlic bread.
Oh, I bet you there's big chunks of fucking tomato in that, innit?
What, in garlic bread?
On your spaghetti bolognese.
Traditional spaghetti bolognese.
So is it a big jar of fucking Domino or something?
No, I go with the passata and try and make it a bit more fresh.
Damn, good. I love that, right? What else have you got?
And then, what else have we got? We're going for chili beef on Thursday. Wednesday's a freezer tea because everybody's out to football. And the morrow night is fish night. Tuesday's fish night. Friday.
What kind of fish?
Cod.
Cod battered?
Aye, battered cod.
In the oven?
Friday night is Danny's birthday, so we're out for tea Friday, and then Saturday, Danny's out for a party.
The darts thing every Monday night now needs to be in.
When you show, big
spaghetti bolognese.
I think that'll take off, by the way. Big thing.
We need some challengers.
I think you did call them out, but Hearts have got a couple of good darts players.
Forest Brothers are unbelievable darts.
Me versus you last night, do you know what you got to make it better at? People getting in your head.
I know, that's, but against you, because I knew you were absolutely tragic, I just thought,
tragic.
I just, like, I couldn't get into a rhythm, but obviously the couple of episodes we're going to do, there'll be better show of darts on.
I would love it to go to, Kev, to go to the clubs and all the boys are in the dressing room or in the seats. You play their best player, and it's a proper atmosphere.
We'll beat them open goal versus anybody.
No, don't that's a bit of a lion's den, turn it.
Are we,
no, it's just Kev.
It's just you, go on.
Obviously I need my mates to back me up.
No. You against the world, mate.
No.
This will be.
I tell you what, you'll be nervous. I was nervous playing there.
Oh yeah.
A wee bit nervous.
You need to get a dart shirt as well, don't you?
We need that.
Well, there's 20 championships free if you want to just rebrand.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we get that for the listener? The listeners out there get a. See if we've got a dart's name for me.
Come up with a couple of names for
us. Surely we can have a wee fight now for you.
I know, but usually.
What's the LA?
The bulldozer.
Bulldozer.
What else?
No, what did you call me years ago? The Strand Robot? You called me something. No.
Shithouse.
Did I call you? Nah, I don't like it.
Kev's a cowboy Kyle, but it's with a K, the cowboy.
Oh, that's good.
Mind that. And
go and just dance that. The same tags. If you're coming on the stage, what would you do? Would you like?
Would that be the Beyoncé one?
Aye.
That'd be quite a good tune, that, wouldn't it?
There and you then go. Your walk on tune's Kenny Rogers.
Aye, the gambler.
Aye. Then I'm riding Slaney up the aisle.
Aye.
Shetland pony, riding the Shetland pony. Right, the topics this week, by what a response. So the topic.
That looks like something
I've seen. Stick, it?
You lip stick. Chucked that right off a dog, didn't they? What is that?
Can holy.
That's a Labrador's cock.
A dog's been neutered, mate, and put in battle.
That does
look a dog's bowl. By the way, you'd be better putting that
down there and eating that. I would take that all day long. Would you be buzzing with that?
Oh, buzzing, right.
What's the topics?
First topic, and my favourite topic that we've had so far, is kissing your dad goodnight when you were young.
Unacceptable.
Always?
Always.
Disgusting.
My dad never did that.
Getting off your dad before bed?
No, but I even think...
So see when you used to go do it in the living room and your mum would be like, all right, come and give us a kiss goodnight. You go down there and she'd go, every now and again she's just going, get that, good at your dad, but what?
That never happened.
My dad was like, what?
Come here! Get off your dad.
Big years are like that, each other. Looking at each other like that. Just fucking happened. My mum used to do this. She said people on. Friends, fucking family, whatever. Right, come down, you think about bed, you go down and go, give everyone a kiss goodnight.
What are your jammies on?
See, some of the men, instead of kissing them, they go like that to you, shake your hand. Shake your hand before bed. Give everyone a kiss goodnight. You're like, what? For what?
We never learned that.
No, that was...
My mum's a big kisser, man. She loves kissing. She still tries to see when I leave my mum because I don't see her a lot. She'll try and kiss me on the lips.
No way. No, that's bogging, mate. You need to stop
that. There, you're like, that's fail. Fuck,
you need to stop that, mate.
See that? I see dad's holding their son's horn at 12:13. I find that vile. We've never done it. I don't accept it. But the only thing that's hard for us, because me and my brother, when we went in and done the naked barman with my dad in the bath.
So what was that? Was that we just shout you in?
So me and my brother, my dad went for a bath and we called it naked barman. So it's hard for me to cane, obviously kissing your dad and holding your dad's on, but we actually see the three of us, we sat like seeing a water flume, you go in a waterfall, freeze, that's how we actually sat in the bath.
What age you 15?
On in the row back in the back of the
floor. On it back. But no, that's disgusting and that should be called out if you see somebody holding your
Would you kiss your boys goodnight now?
Sometimes.
See,
I might do to, like wee Tom, because he's the youngest one's a bit more. He'll sometimes say, night, Dad, and I'll give him a kiss on the cheek, but no on the lips, I'll fuck all.
What about holding
your hand? Can't you kiss your man?
The wee man sometimes holds
your hand.
No, I don't. I always manage to avoid it with the cheek.
I can't you hang for it.
She tried to kiss me on the lips here, man.
But nah, I'm now kind of moved up to the fist pumping.
Yeah, what?
Kids are calling me bra. What's that about? All right, bra.
Bra.
Go. All right, bra. I'm like, what?
Do you know what I hear kids shouting now as well? My bad when they give a mistake. My bad.
Away.
No, I don't like that.
I've heard that a couple of times.
This bra.
Up, mate. Bra.
Bra. He goes, all right, bra. What?
Who does?
Tom, Danny. All right, bra.
Next one is sauce And also chocolate in the fridge for or against.
I'm a big fan of chocolate in the fridge.
No, Kevin.
Sauce in the fridge, aye, but no chocolate in the fridge.
Sauce and chocolate in the fridge. Chocolate.
It ruins your taste.
I prefer chocolate that's a wee bit more melted.
So do I, mate. So it's sauce.
No. Roasting your pocket.
I keep
on the radiator. He keeps in the fridge, he keeps on the radiator.
I've got a bar of dairy milk in my back pocket. Look, for later.
Do you ever do that? You and Lynn ever do the old chocolate sauce?
I've put that in the past.
Have you?
About years and years ago, somebody said,
"What part of your body did you get?"
Somebody said, "Do you fancy coming up?" And then I said that I would bottom five, and they went, "Make sure you bring the tail away, you."
Did that? And did you take it?
Fucking right, I did.
And where did it go?
Nah, I don't want to go into too much detail, but
everywhere.
On the canola.
And then you lick it up.
Oh, fuck.
Taylor. If all the chocolates you lick half in the Taylor.
No, I would go in the Taylor.
Be hard,
I
would
in the Taylor.
Nah, see, I like putting a wee bounty in the fridge. That's my.
What you got to say? A bounty.
Bounty in the fridge, you are a serial killer.
A bounty in the fridge, and it comes out to take that first bite, and it's.
Who the fuck? You buy a bounty?
A bounty's the bottom of the barrel. Chocolate.
You know the Tonics marshmallow ones with the snowballs? Stick one of them in the freezer and then try it.
In the freezer?
In the freezer.
They wonder your teeth are fucked.
That's a snowman.
They wonder your teeth keep falling.
That's a snowman, mate.
Right, last one. Condoms. For or against?
Love them, mate.
I'll be honest, right? And this is probably the reason why I've got four wains, but I think I've maybe wore a condom about twice in my life.
Really?
Aye.
Never went through a stage where you didn't know what to get?
Nah, even now. Like, there's every possibility I jump on the nest, there's a danger I could be.
What was your Johnny of choice? Ribbed, because you thought it tastes like ribs. Sitting right in his mouth, tastes like
ribs. To be honest, I didn't really ever pick up a condom and think, oh, that one will do. I just used to pick up one that said XL and that was it.
I remember I was on holiday. I remember I was on holiday and I fired one on. It was fucking massive, wasn't it? It was so baggy.
It was the
baggiest condom ever. So I stopped wearing them, but see if I was to put it on now, mate, it would be perfect, wouldn't it? The way people would dress now, oversized everything. baggy Johnny.
Oh my God. Did you go extra safe? And you did pick them?
You put three on.
Gary McKay Stevens wears two on, didn't he? And still pulls it.
I've never, a Johnny's never fitted me, really.
Andrew, ever been a fan?
You've got a good message for the troops, mate. You need to wear them. Good for you.
You need to wear them.
Right, I just wanted to ask you about your Chinese farmer story. So I'm obsessed with it. Listen to this.
Really like it, mate. Really like it. Have you told the story before on here?
Nah, I think I've put it up on my Instagram.
Okay, tell a wee short version of what it means.
Chinese farmer, loses a horse. All his neighbours come and go, bad news, lost your horse. He said, don't know if it's good or bad news yet. Horse comes back with three new horses. Oh, brilliant, you've got three new horses, that's great news. Don't know if it's great news yet. Dunn goes out, rides one of the horses, breaks his leg. Neighbours come in, bad news. Don't know if it's bad news. Next day, the army come. So it just goes on, the army come, any able-bodied man's going to war, my son's broke his leg, everyone comes in, good news. Moral story, you never know whether it's good news or bad news, because you don't know what's going to happen after.
I really like it, mate. Really
good way to live your life, ain't it? And something like that happened to you Saturday?
Saturday night, Suarez, I said to my brother, I always put Suarez on to score. And Messi and Suarez weren't playing, but Suarez was on the bench, and I said, listen, as soon as he got on, we're going to stick 50 quid on him to score. So I fired the 50 quid into my brother's account. He went to put it on, and just as he went to put it on, Suarez scored, so the bets get suspended, so two are just like, sick. Anyway, a minute later, odds come up, Suarez to score again, 14-1. It was 70-1 the first time, 14-1, £50 on it, he scored again. So the moral was, we could have won the first bet, we didn't, but we won more the second bet.
Oh yeah, it's a good way of thinking that.
Good way of thinking that.
Yeah. If you think like that, then you're never really up or down, do you know what I mean? Good, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. I'm a believer that always things happen for a reason. Like, thanks to that, no getting that bet on at that time, there's a reason why that didn't go on. Because the next one was better.
Do you believe in, like, karma? If you're a good person, people, good things will happen.
No, not as much as being a good person. Because I think everybody in the world can be a good person, everybody can be an asshole sometimes, so I don't think there's one particular pair. I don't think there's anybody in the world that's perfect. They all have their traits, but I genuinely believe that things happen for a reason, whatever the reason that is. I think I'm back to this place, this show. If I hadn't took my kids to States for that football camp, I would never have bumped into you. You would never ask me to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years later,
I hate horrible people.
Oh, really? Right? Nah, I fucking love them.
Well, I just hate, mate. I just hate to see people. You, when you get older, you start to realise there's some bannies about the place, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listen, right. Sorry, Si. I'd love an open goal vlog for one of the games again, like the Bologna. I would love his auto goal. What game do you think for now at the end of the season would be
good? Need to get to River Plate, Boca, that'd be the fucking dream, innit?
Wow, surely a company could sort that out for us, mate.
Put it out there, sell your ass for me, man, on you go.
Oh, well, obviously, we.
No, what I think.
Today, Junior.
No, what I think the baggage in. I think Ryan Gold's team, Vancouver.
I think Vancouver would be good, but I don't think you'd bother with a game, would you?
See, I think seeing American fans and what they're like with him would be unreal.
I think we should go and do a game in Turkey because it looks eventful.
And I.
Get your thingy for come on for Boca.
Well, it's a big. We've also a big Boca related company, aren't we? So it'd be brilliant to capture that game or square. So there is companies there. I was in talks with a company about it. Can't remember their names, but if you can get in touch with Open Goal and take the full Open Goal team there and we'll vlog off, massive views it'll get as well.
Do you think Boca are raging that you've got your name to Boca and you're getting beat 10-0 on saying it on?
I can say disagree with that completely.
Did
I? They hate that.
Hate what?
Getting beat.
Oh, did
I? I'm actually happy they're getting beat 10-0.
You're mixing teams with River Plate, aren't you? Trying to get a result.
Right, Slaney, you at the Celtic game Saturday?
At the Celtic game.
How was it, mate? Gave you a rundown.
Well, disappointing right away. Looked in the envelope and there was no lounge pass.
Oh, Kelly, I just got right back up the road.
Trying to get the train back up the road. Nah, I'm kidding. But the first half is a wee bit. Listen, Celtic were in complete control. A wee bit slow, a wee bit bowling at times, but still in control. Probably. Obviously, Kiel gets a goal. Second half is really, really good. Much more we expect to see with Celtic. Much more direct. In the first half, I mean, you see it more for the stands. Kiel still making the runs, but in the first half, the players weren't playing it. And you can see he was getting a bit frustrated, whereas in the second half, you see with the second goal, Kiel makes that run in, plays it across. But they were just a lot more aggressive. They killed St Johnstone on the sides, whether it was a centre mid driving in there, a winger going down. Really, really good.
Because it looked like they're creating a lot more chances for Kyogo. He could have had 5 goals on Saturday. Aye.
Kyogo should just never play onside.
I know, mate, just stand offside.
Honestly,
it's impossible to mark. Mm-hmm. He was brilliant. And Kuhn, he's obviously had a bit of criticism since he came in. And rightly so. You came into a club at Celtic, you should if you're not performing. But he's, the last 2 weeks, he's been looking the real deal.
Where do you stand on the front three coming towards the end of the season for the running? What would be your front three? It was obviously Maida, Kyogo, and Kuhn on Saturday.
I think when Celtic play faster and a bit more direct, I think Kyogo is that person. I think there for a while they were trying to find a reason to play a bit different. Maybe I think it's like can we because teams are playing this low block. Can we get the ball into somebody's feet and play
also
off?
Also put
him?
Crosses in for deeper.
Aye, maybe putting cross in. But whereas if you just play with that high tempo that they had last year with underhand,
they've done that in the second half
with the high tempo and get further up the park. The amount of times that Celtic actually slipped Kyogo in, and I think, like you say, Kuhn, is he one of these players that is just taking time to settle in and actually get a run of games to prove his worth? Celtic fans maybe ripped him off too early.
Looked a lot of quality.
What is he good at coming? He plays on the right, but he's left footed coming inside the pitch.
But son, I also set the first goal up and then the back post of the second, but he just looks a real good player, Si.
Where do you go front three? Who would you?
Maeda and Kyogo are certainties. I think that third slot. I mean, Yang, well, we were saying this about Yang 2 weeks ago, he deserves a run in the team, but then obviously since the red card, he's out, Kuhn's came in, took his opportunity, so I think that third slot's still up for grabs, but Kyogo should be one of the first names in the team sheet.
I agree, he's making it. I think he's best, Celtic's best, but we've talked about Carrick and him, but actually individually as a player, I think
Maeda's got enough in the bank, he's shown he can be a consistent performer for Celtic, and every big game, he's always going to play.
Mm-hmm. I think that third slot. See Carrick Vickers again, mate, like, he plays. See everybody round about Carter Vickers, whether it's Welsh or you could bring in
anybody
sitting at half alongside him, and it just makes him better as well.
Did you notice the change when he went off, Sonny? A change in the full team's performance.
They go and score. Uh-huh. He's on for, what is it, 80 minutes or no, maybe less than that?
75 minutes.
And then as soon as he comes off, they go and score. The week before, Scales and Welsh was playing Livingston, scored two into them. I think when he plays, they're just a complete different. You actually mentioned, I watched the podcast back when they played Motherwell, and you said when he came on against yours, you seen a big difference in the team?
Aye.
He probably just brings that calmness, didn't he?
Mm. Positionally as well, I think the way Celtic play, when they want to press high and they want to get the defenders defend the halfway line, the danger is that ball in behind, isn't it?
Well, but
it feels as if Carter Vickers is just always in the right position. You talk about the Livy goal, the first goal, like, for me, that type of goal doesn't happen if Carter Vickers is on the pitch. Like, one straight ball down the channel, gaps between the back four are too big.
You're spot on, because in Saturday, St Johnston actually had early on first 10 minutes. Sorry, name fails me, the wee striker for St Johnston. Bad punditry for me.
Clark?
No. No, sure. The wee boy was up front and he made a couple of good runs, 1v1 with Vickers, broke through, and you're thinking, this could be dangerous, and he just dealt with it so good. But whether, if he's not playing, it could be a different story.
When he's not in the right position, he's got the recovery speed to get back and spot on.
I think he is.
Carter Vickers is like the Levi of my team.
Levi does.
Nobody gets past him.
Uh-huh. Mm. Do you know, the only thing I would say, St Johnston were offering absolute zero. So see, at the time, I didn't really understand why Carter Vickers came off, to be honest. I know he's been out, but
just play the night. It was mate, such a stroll, mate.
A stroll, mate. He's just chilled. I didn't really understand why he came off. When he came off, St Johnston were offering absolute nothing. So you didn't really think much of it. Obviously, I went again back, 90 man to boy Kelly to come on.
You can see why he's bringing them off. He's obviously brought him back in and he's trying to make sure that he keeps him fit to a point where you're not pushing him, but the league's that close that it's going to come probably down to goal difference, and possibly
could I?
It could. So Celtic losing that goal, that's the difference 100%. Between maybe.
Do you think these sort of substitutions that he's making, is that a message to the board or supporters, or that he needs more players in?
No, I think it's.
He ends up bringing on Lagerbielke, didn't he? So
I mean, they got a good dude.
It's not a great message.
You're going on. But you said I wasn't going on.
he's definitely panicked, didn't he? When he's seen a goal winning fuck.
I've been similar though. Any time I've watched Lagerbielke, I don't think he's
done all right.
I think he's a bad player at all. He's done all right. At times, again, you talk about like the likes of Kuhn and Yang. It's just any player needs a run in a team, doesn't he? Need a bit of consistency. And Narofsky's never really had it either. I think he's looked all right when he's played.
I'd like to see Merrily Lagerbielke.
The thing with Kuhn playing two good games is, for me, that's a positive, because Yang also played very well before he got suspended. So he's now going to have to push. Couldn't he get back in the team? And that's what Celtic need. They need competition for places, whereas I think every week they were just hoping that, it's my turn to play this week and it's my turn to play next week, whereas now it looks like either's going to need to start pushing to get back in ahead of Kyogo. Palmer's going to come back fit. He's going to need to push ahead again. So for me, it could be timing, could be good.
I was surprised that, I just heard you there about James Forrest. I was surprised. He said last week he's still the best winger at the club. Doesn't he play?
Well, he's not been in the squad for ages up until last week. And then he comes out with a comment like that. That's a bit I just don't like.
Tell you what, great finish.
Ah, he's brilliant. Just out of his quality.
I think not so long ago when he wasn't playing, he came on it and scored a touch and a finish in one of the games.
He's a great finisher.
Mate, it's the feet and the step of the left foot. If you're ever watching, kids watching, get the ball at your feet with a good first touch and swipe it. He didn't need to right. It was right, left. Knew what he was doing before. Just amazing. Great finish.
Was he a good finisher back when you were at Celtic?
Aye, brilliant.
Was he?
Aye. It was a wee different, wasn't he? Probably in the positions as well. I think his times went on.
What was his position he was always in, you said, when you were there?
Downward dog, wasn't it? But he was merely an out-and-out winger on the old one, chalk on the boots.
Chalk on your boot.
That shout, I used to get taught all that all the time. So he was merely like that, and he was always a 1v1 with his full-back. I think his times went on. He's better than that. Should we come in the pitch and get closer to the goal? I think he's one of Celtic's best financials as well.
People think Jamie's like 35, 36. He's actually only 31 year old. Is he 31?
31 year old.
31 year old.
As I said, does he just need a run of games?
Aye, probably.
To get probably up to proper max speed. There's max speed and there's because a couple of games that he's come in and people think, I get Jamie before he's back out, he's no doing it. But
the Wipers haven't been great this year, so I'm surprised he's not had a lot more game time than he has.
See, on the substitution, you ever had a manager that does that? Make subs. To send messages to boards. Didn't really happen back in your day, did it?
I don't think I've ever seen it personally. I'd imagine it could happen, don't get me wrong.
Definitely.
Aye, but I don't think there's any that I've been involved in that I could think of.
None of that ever happened in the amateur teams you played in?
I don't think so. No, but it's happened. You feel it sometimes. You see games and you see players coming and you're thinking,
Mourinho would be the type to do it, wouldn't he? Did he not do it back in the day a couple of times? Mourinho, Man United, stuff like that.
Did it ever happen with De Canio?
He would just come out and say, if I don't get five players, I'll leave. He wouldn't make fucking stuff. He was all about winning, mate. He would say it in the press, mate. He wouldn't do it within his team selection. He would just come out after a game and say, if I don't get five players in January, I'm going
to
leave.
Would boards be clever enough to read that from a manager taking a sub off it?
I don't think boards are clever enough to read that, mate.
No, that's what I mean, so...
Would you?
No, that's what I mean, so...
I can't give a fuck what subs are making.
No, aye, that's what I mean, so how would you really know if it's making an effect or not?
Uh-huh. What about St Johnston? They do look bang in trouble, didn't they?
They were poor, mate. I know you're putting against Celtic, but... Honestly, they were woeful. I don't want to be too critical, because
what, was it full on 11 men behind the board? Did they leave one up? I'm sure I've seen on the highlights, did they leave one up now to try and hit the counter?
Aye, but just every time they go, they just gave the ball away. It just seemed like, I don't know, listen, it's easy to sit in the stands and say that, innit, but
do they finish second bottom, St Johnson?
I'm going to say aye.
That's a good shout,
because I think Ross County
are definitely not going to finish
County
second
picked
bottom.
Up Aberdeen will, they've obviously got a good result the weekend, but Aberdeen have got the players to be better. I can't see St Johnson improving too much under Levine.
Well, Aberdeen and Ross County have got better players than St Johnson for me.
Aye.
I think it's going to chop and change.
No, I think St Johnson, honestly, I'd put my I see my mortgage, but I've not got one. I'd put whatever's my bank.
Your trousers.
They're guaranteed second bottom.
You think?
Oof.
Well, you're making that claim right now. Oof.
That'll get cut out later.
No, I do agree. but maybe there is games that they've won under Craig Levine's. He's done quite a good job since he's been in there. February took them.
They went and beat Aberdeen away, didn't they? I think it's going to chop. When it comes to, when it goes to the split with the bottom six, I think most teams will fancy it can take points off each other, so I think it's going to chop and change. It's a lot tighter now than it was. Listen, Livy are definitely, seem as if they're adrift now. It's at 10 points, Livy.
Ah, they're a goner.
Honestly, I love it. See, it's horrible for him, but see, watching him in the highlights, but he just flings himself down the chair and just does a... David,
aye, brilliant.
Mate, I tell you what,
every time we can see,
we'll get onto the game, but Hibs looked very good.
We're going to come to that. Just quickly on the Rangers game being postponed, is that a psychological advantage to say, like, going into an international break?
I don't buy that.
Well, you want the points on the board, don't you? You would rather the points on the board and not have any games in hand. But I think the difficult thing for Rangers is when the game gets rescheduled, because it looks as if it could be 3-4 days before the Old Firm.
Is that the same? If there's any sign of
it? No, they've not said it's a guarantee, but I think that is what the
honestly. Dundee's terrible. Is that the third game?
Mate, see, even if it spits, the game will be off at Dinsmore.
Aye, but their drainage isn't great, is it?
Has that always been the case?
The Grinsmen are brilliant as well, mate. Honestly, two good, hard-working guys. The pitch is just...
Am I no right in saying, though, that Dundee are trying to move? We've been trying to do it for a while.
Can't you put a cover on the pitch at night?
I know, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
But is that waiting?
No ideal.
Oh, have you seen it? But it's that wet and filthy.
Third postponement in it this year.
That's no good for a top flight. It's not a good look for.
Kev, it's only game in the full country that was after.
Well, mate, I messaged my mates yesterday saying, like, they all play amateur, and I was like, if your game's been off this week in Dundee, and like,
that's embarrassing.
Every game on.
No.
How can that be? Like, you never see like a League Two game in England being called off.
What was the big circular sandpits in the pitch?
I know, what's that? Was that David sand Rain? Or was that
wee Ilmaz was playing in it with the sandpit, wasn't it? Was he fucking
straight? No bad wee man.
What's the patches?
The pitch looks fucked.
I know.
But they said if a few years later it could have been on, where do you stand with that? Would you have kept the delay?
The ref contacted the SFA to say, could we delay it? Well, what would be the harm in delaying it?
I think Sky must have a big say in it.
But just get Sky to FCK and just get the game on.
I know, but I'd imagine that Sky, just because it is TV rights and they will end up going to another English game or English women's game, but I don't know if they would have a big say in the matter. But again, it's one of them. Do you delay tours and then you've got travelling fans and they need to wait about tours, then it gets called off again? That's an even worse look for me for Scottish football. So
I think
was wrong is they had the initial inspection at 9:15. Don Robertson, the referee, should be there at 9:15.
He's still in
he
bed,
should,
isn't he?
He shouldn't be coming at 10:30, an hour and a half before, to do a second inspection.
Could they not just have jumped the fence at Tannadice, no?
And played at Tannadice?
Aye, they could just
do
have
you know who actually be the new face of Scottish football hosting the football, Richard Keys?
Oh, he'd be brilliant.
So. Keezy, we need to get Keezy doing that, mate. Imagine his outrage at that pitch.
He'd be disgusting, wouldn't he? He'd be hot. It was a real embarrassment, know that.
What about the Benfica game? I only seen the first half. I thought Rangers were actually a good first half. I thought they were going to beat Benfica. I was surprised.
They were all right. They were all right. They didn't create.
They lost away after Benfica scored,
though. I thought Benfica looked quite poor, mate, the first half.
Poor on the ball and unbelievable on the counter-attack.
See, playing out, I thought Rangers kept taking the ball from when Benfica was
if Rangers had been able to get some sort of tempo up at the beginning of the game, get the crowd behind the some of the European performances they have done, I think Rangers, Benfica were definitely...
What's that? Sorry, Kev, what have you just hit? A bobble off your trouser?
No, a crumb. Grape cannoli.
Are you that hungry?
Starving. Where did that bag go?
Sorry, Kev.
But I think if Rangers could have got some sort of... It just felt flat.
Did you?
I think that Benfica were there for the taking.
Again, I don't want to be too critical, mate, but you're a big man up front. So.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, I'm not. Listen, we're trying to butter up something that's not going to get buttered, but it's a.
Butter up something that's not going to get buttered. That's another Kev Kegel classic.
Hi, brilliant. like, the ball's come to him in the box, and I guess he's a striker, and he's trying to turn them, maybe get a shot away. But John Lundstrom's facing him.
Oh, he tries to chop 12 people.
Just lay that off, and what ends up happening is long ball. And I know a lot happens from there to the goal, and I think the defending should be better. But nah, that's where you've just got to be selfish and say that. No selfish, you'd be
unselfish.
And just unselfish and laid off.
Do they need a set piece, coach? There's a question for you I'm going to fling in.
Mate, the setup was mad, no?
Is that, eh?
It was mental.
McLeish was raging, wasn't he?
Uh huh.
It's Ned at the back, but I mean, it does come for Dessers, just he's trying to turn and chop five guys behind them instead of just setting somebody at the edge of the box. It breaks down, you get counter attack. But I mean, 60% possession against Benfica, you'd probably think, oh, Rangers have got a chance here, but they didn't. They never created much
Rangers
at all.
I think they lost their way a wee bit after the goal, Benfica.
Right, only seen up to half time.
I think they lost their way a wee bit, but they started.
By the way, I loved Rangers press, how brave they were. Yep. The amount of times shooters in 20 yards into their half of the pitch.
Fair play,
excellent.
Called back at the Scotland squad, called that a while ago.
Oh, you did?
He'll be going to Euros.
I need to get a big cap for that head, mate.
Oh, mate, Scotland's best defender, I think.
Ooh.
Fuck.
But let's discuss it. John Souter, Scotland's best defender.
I liked him when he played before he got his injuries. When he played, what was that night he scored the winner, the head off? Was it against Denmark?
Denmark, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thought he was outstanding. I think I just like him. I just think he's a proper defender. But he also.
You mean centre half or defender?
Like just centre half in general, like, because I think he defends very, very well. But he can play.
Right. So what? Say if you had to play Tierney left centre back or Souter left centre back, who are you going?
Tierney left centre back or Souter left centre back?
Yeah.
And Scotland playing a three?
In a four.
So who's the Scotland defence? Who are we going with?
Fortius,
McKenna, Henry, Souter,
Tierney, left
Cooper. I think John Souter can upset one of them, aye. Definitely.
Do you?
Aye, definitely.
Paul?
They'll definitely go with the three centre halves.
Does he get in the three for you?
Tierney left centre half. He'd be there or thereabouts, I think. I don't know if he'll start, though. No. Don't he'll start? He'll be close to it, but he'll not start.
What about you, Andy?
I think he'll start these two friendlies, and then after that, we'll go a long way to see whether he breaks in regularly or not. But for me, I mean, it's difficult because I don't watch Jack Henry every week.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? He has done well for Scotland, but. John Souter for me, please.
Where does Souter play in a back? Where's Souter's best in a back three? The centre one or the right one?
No, the
one that can carry the ball.
One that can take the ball. And
that's usually Henry that does that on the right hand side, isn't it?
But Henry's Souter, done well, to be fair.
I know, yes, Henry has. I'm not saying they've all done well, and it's a good headache for Steve Clarke to have. But I think, had John Souter not got the injuries he had, he would have been playing for Scotland every time Scotland played. He's only out the team because he got injuries. That's the only reason.
Mm.
He was in the team, he was a starter.
He's so good on the ball. See, when he wins that ball back high, yep. His choice of pass, it's like a midfielder being in there.
I think he suits a back three as well. Like, listen, he can obviously play in a back four, but I think in a back three, you need to be a ball carrier as well, because you need to be somebody that can step out and go into midfield, yep. And play their passes. And I think he definitely does that better than any of the other defenders, for me. I think Portis does it well as well, to be fair, but I think John Souter's the best at that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go to the Euros. If he's fit, he's going to go to the Euros. It's whether... I think these next two friendlies will be big, because I think there'll be a few boys getting opportunities that have maybe no played every game.
Do you sit like that with the tweezers on in the house?
I am coaching now.
Are they feel comfortable then?
Oh, you try to go for like the pep look on the side at under 10s, are you?
Aye. Who does it? Do you know what I watched? Do you know what I watched on Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever the game was? I watched Bournemouth-Luton. Ryan Christie's playing the deeper one for Bournemouth in the game. It was very good.
Christie's a player, isn't he?
Mate, it was very good.
He's done really well since going south, eh?
Would it be between him and Lewis with that midfield spot for if McGregor wasn't a fit?
Well, Lewis is playing the higher up one, which McGinn plays for Scotland.
Mm.
Whereas that is naturally where Christie plays, but he definitely was in that game I watched. He was playing the deeper one. We've got so many good options though in that area of the pitch, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's definitely the hardest area.
It's a hard
break in Scotland.
It's not been used for a while, isn't it? No.
Why didn't you use that? What you want to show us?
No, I wanted to just maybe see how your Scotland team would play, but we'll maybe wait.
I wait the other time.
Why didn't you show
next
your tennis skill team then?
Next week with international podcast.
Pumped right up to the big two up front. Because talking about that, did you see Kilmarnock's goals?
How good were Vassell and Watkins, mate?
Aye, but I don't know if you were to break down the actual goals. Boring them are actual...
Aye,
and I don't, by the way,
but see, if you've got two big strikers up there, why not?
And that's not a negative towards him, because you can see that it's not just kicking it anywhere, they're setting up for them, and it's almost it's very hard to deal with.
Kyle Vassell's a good footballer.
Right, I like Vassell, mate.
But I tell you what,
he's more than just a finisher, isn't
he? He scores goals, but I tell you what, he doesn't have to make it difficult for centre halves.
Yeah, he sets up some of the chances as well.
He does. He I think if you're a team playing against a Kilmarnock side, you're concentrating on stopping Vassell. You stop Vassell, you can stop majority of how you come up. But he just seems to be everywhere.
Do you want a wee bit of insight? We went and interviewed Dale McInnes. All the boys were away getting lunch. Marley Watkins is out on the pitch. Extra runs after.
That was about 4 o'clock.
Late in the day, mate. Out doing extra fucking runs.
I think it speaks volumes that Van Veen and Greg Stewart kind of get in the team.
I know, it's mad that, mate.
It shows how well the other two are still doing.
What a job Dale's done, isn't he?
Oh, incredible, mate. Incredible, man. Incredible. The factor two didn't come back when the game 5-2.
That's mental.
I listened to Stevie Robinson after the game, and he was saying on the radio that, like, it's not as if we've lost 5 goals at any other point of this season. He says that's a one-off. He says, but fair play to Kilmarnock. They held his hands up, and it was fair play to Kilmarnock.
Mm. He's got good football players out of the pitch.
Could sit Mirren and defend.
Watson's got to be playing a young player here,
I think they could have done.
Yeah.
The defending could have been better, but that fifth goal by the boy Watson.
What a goal, mate.
Hey, what a finish that is, by the way.
He's got to be a young player here, isn't he?
What a goal, but
defensively,
just bring him down somewhere on the halfway line.
That's so unlike St Mirren, isn't it? Somebody run through the middle of their team.
And they had chances to go
at 2-0. They had a great chance.
He puts that out, 3-0, game's over, and that's it done. But he's good as well, you Danny Armstrong.
Oh, brilliant, mate.
Mate, what
do you know what I love about him, Kev? See how many times you see in the highlights the boys going to their left back, I think it was that, and Armstrong's fucking hearing it back, following him, mate. Playing wing back, mate. He's not playing as a winger in a front three. He's playing as a wing back, mate. And the numbers he's getting is incredible.
The header for it, was it Watkins? Was it when Armstrong crossed it? Was it Watkins that headed it? What a header that is, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a joke of a header.
Can they catch Hearts?
No.
11 points behind, play them next?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Too far.
Aye.
What is that?
Shoot that question just in case anybody thinks that was me.
Seen that though, Commonwealth Colts, you get a chance of catching East Kilbride.
Nah, it's done. That's done and dusted.
No, it's not done and dusted.
Champions?
No, it's not done and dusted, mate.
No, done and dusted. Why did you take your t-shirts?
No, done. We need to win a game, mate.
Who's got this week?
Broomhill. What's the chances, mate?
Oof.
What are the chances?
There's a team that likes to spoil a party.
Chinese farmer.
Eh?
The Chinese farmer,
mate. Chinese farmer, absolutely, Paul. Going to get that tattooed on as a Chinese farmer, I think that's my next one.
Is there a symbol for it, or is it just a farmer you would get tattooed on you?
A symbol for what, sorry? Chinese farmer?
Aye.
There's a face.
No bad at all.
Did you get it?
No, I've been getting tattoos.
Are you? Aye.
Well, Thug Life on your belly you were talking about,
didn't you? No, that stuff, I'm not sure. I like see all the wee ones you've got.
What, the wee thing he's got?
I've been getting that. Also, what I'm going to say, maybe put it out to people, I want a dog. Good. I think they get a
I think it'd be good for you.
I think that'd be good for you, mate.
There's a wee sort of, obviously, you know, be a void in my life now that I want a sort of place, and I would like that to help us through.
What kind of dog?
I'd get a Labrador.
Doug will be shitting itself after seeing that canoe you just did.
No, here, you will be saying to Doug, I wish you'd picked my site up for us.
Brilliant. Aye, so if there's any dog breeders out there that can help out.
Any dog what, sorry?
Breeders.
Oh, breeders, right. What kind of dog you want?
I would say a Labrador. I like the big labs. I'm not a dog lover, but I like Labradors.
He's the type of guy that the dog would end up taking over the house.
Aye, the dog would be doing the washing.
The dog would turn into human, he would turn into the dog.
Dog's watching the telly or not.
Mate, I'd bring a dog on here.
Get a dog at Fisher's School.
He's letting his boss in the kitchen.
I would bring a wee dog here just to sit there.
No, any dogs in here, mate.
A wee Jack Russell.
Fuck.
You hate dogs, no?
No, I hate dogs.
Ah, I'm the same.
Oh, I love them, mate.
I love a dog. We pull it.
You got a dog?
No, but I do love dogs.
Do you?
What dog would you get?
I'm the same with Kev. I like Labradors, golden retrievers. I like bigger dogs. The only thing I would say is like non-slabbery dogs.
Honestly, I've said it so many times.
See, when I see people kissing dogs, I just think
that's fucking worse than kissing your dad goodnight. No, kissing a dog, mate, that dog likes the same balls, of course it is.
Mate, your man likes your dad's cock. He's kissing shoot, you can do
it. Happy boy.
Dogs are bogging, mate.
No, I am.
Do you go to somebody's house?
You know, the first thing you smell is a dog.
You're sitting eating a meal in somebody's house, mate, and they've got their plate, and when they're finished with their plate, they do that, and the dog comes and licks it. And you're like, next time I'm at your house, I could be eating that.
Eating the dog plate.
I know, when you're sitting
there. The dog licks the plate.
They still wash the plate, you know. They don't just.
No, but mate, that's not getting washed. The dishwasher's not taking that off, mate. Before a night, a dog jumping all over you, mate. You've got fucking.
Everywhere.
Well, there'll be a dog joining Open Goal family soon, so you better get ready for it.
What are you going to call it?
Thinking about Cobra.
Cobra?
No, not Kobayashi, just Cobra.
Why Cobra?
I watched Planet of the Apes and Cobra's a monkey.
Cobra's the main guy, isn't he?
Why do you get a monkey?
You can't buy monkeys, can you?
Can I?
Can you?
Aye.
What, to live with you?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Daniels is the monkey.
Genuinely?
Aye. Magician?
Michael Jackson had one.
So he did. There's a lot of similarities with you and him. You should get a monkey. So would you rather a dog or a monkey?
I would rather a monkey.
No.
Ross and Friends, he had a monkey, remember?
Can you buy a monkey? Probably could, but why would you want a monkey?
A monkey would be genius.
That would be genius. But I think they could be quite nasty, wee monkeys, man.
Aye. Cheeky monkeys.
I don't think you can ever trust a dog not to bite you, mate.
Train it.
I know, but I've seen dogs that have been trained that have still ended up biting, like.
Aye. I got bit by a dog when I was younger and that scarred me for life.
Where did it bite you?
On the calf. I was in the street and this dog was losing its shit and it was chasing everybody. And I was like standing high and I thought, right, I can make this back to the house before he catches me. So I started sprinting towards the house and just as I got to the door, the wee jumped and bit me in the calf.
Are you grating?
I had to go straight up to A&E and get the jab, didn't I?
I was went to see a psychologist and the dog was humping me. No hump me, but we fucking going wild at me.
Who the psychologist?
Have you ever dug that?
That's why I want a dog.
Watch your dog. One of the dogs, Don Kerry. Is that?
Nah.
He looks like a dog.
Not bad.
Who was on the other team? Naismith. Naismith looks like a Labrador. Gold dust. Summers up for Ross County, isn't it? Simon Murray.
He's
up for every game, man, isn't he?
Brilliant, mate. See, by the way, I give him credit. I mean, most people give him credit for his energy and his enthusiasm and he doesn't stop. His actual runs are brilliant.
Aye. Do you think Jim doesn't like that because they've had a lot less in life and they know they need to work harder than everyone?
Aye. 100% in it. I seen a ginger race the other day and somebody said not one soul in this race. That's horrible, mate, isn't it? You get treated. No, but for Simon Murray, I think he's it's one of the best performances I've seen for a striker in a long time. Mm-hmm. Beharts. See his whole play, he was very clever with his movement, he obviously gets the two finishes. He's for any young kid watching a player, look up to him.
His enthusiasm for the game is brilliant, isn't it?
I think that's what helps Ross County. See, guys like Simon Murray there who actually probably really genuinely care about where they're, how their football career's going.
Yeah.
So he's trying everything he possibly can to make sure that he stays as a Premier League footballer, because he's went in the leagues. He's played, like, I think he played with Queen's Park last year in the Championship, Arbroath. Mm-hmm. So he knows how what it's to be like. You want to be in the top league. So, nah, fair play. Fair play to Don Cannon, by the way.
He's not just a workhorse either. He's got, he's got a lot of quality. I thought he was very good during the week against Hibs as well.
Yep.
His left foot finish Saturday, brilliant, isn't it?
Ah, it's a great finish.
Was there one earlier in the season against Motherwell? He had a great finish with the turning shot.
I think he's actually scored quite a few goals now. He'll be their top scorer.
I'll tell you one thing though, Andy. See, for me and Smith, I'm going ballistic at the big boy Civic.
I don't know.
What are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
The first goal.
I thought, I thought Toby was excellent as well when he came out, because obviously he hadn't played for a while and he came back in the Celtic game because of a couple of injuries. I thought he was really good, but I'll be disappointed.
Is that, where's he playing Civic? Right back?
No, centre-half. Atkinson was right back.
Mate, I'm not just saying this, Forrest looked incredible.
Alan Forrest.
Alan Forrest has been really good this year.
Some of the stuff
he's been really good.
What do you think of the free kick decision with Chank in the front of the goal? I think it's offside as well.
I think that, but that one kind of.
I think Kingsley's got such a good left foot, the Shanklin needs to stand.
Well, by the way, I was going to say, I don't think the goalie saves it regardless.
No, exactly.
But I think the decision is right because, I mean, there's the goalie just says I was unsighted.
Do you think that's came from Naismith for him to tell Shanklin to do that?
Has that been worked on, do you mean?
I don't know. I think you see people in the, do they sort of positions for free kicks, yep. But as the free kick taker's going to take it, they'll jump on, like, onside, or they stand in front of the wall to try and unsight the goalie. But I can understand why I'm disappointed, but I think that is offside.
Do you think they find it hard with a Labrador on the side? Like, as I did.
But that was
chasing the ball, but
Hearts excite me with see that free behind Shanklin that would go with Vargas.
He nearly scores a fucking bar one. Belter Vargas. That's and then the commentator, this is what doesn't matter. Great chance there for Vargas. No, it's not a great chance. He's fucking made it a great chance. Yeah. It's a nothing, mate.
I like that free, mate. See if he didn't start with Oda, Forrest, and Vargas, that excites the life out of me.
Hearts have got.
No, Forrest.
Hearts have got a lot of depth.
Forrest.
They have got depth.
Oh, sorry.
Mate, the boy, obviously, George Grant didn't play. So I really like George Grant, always have. They've signed the boy on loan for Charlton in January, the boy Scott Fraser, who's apparently really good. He's not really played much, so it tells you the quality that they've already got. But the Hearts have rotated a lot this year.
Aye.
It's only really you look at like Shanks, Frankie Kemp when he's fit, Alex Cotton is the three, Benny Beringo is probably another one. They play every game, but everyone run about, they get rotated quite regularly.
You think maybe Hearts will get caught in third now?
No chance.
No.
Too much quality.
Maybe he's consistent enough to get catching.
Can I just ask?
Kelly would need to win for me.
Aye.
What's that, eight games? They would need to win at least six to have any chance.
Just before we go into the Yud game, Andy, massive game. You see Sterling's performance yesterday?
Oh. Embarrassing.
Right? Have you ever had a game, though, where your fans are on you and you know your everything you touch is horrendous?
Aye.
Dundee every week, mate.
Are you telling the truth about that? Are you as bad as that?
Honestly, mate, you just got that feeling that they fucking hated us, man. So every time you go warm up, mate, you could hear like people shouting and brutal, mate.
It's the worst.
I don't care who you are. I think you can play well through that, mate.
No, you can't.
See, as soon as the fans turn on your own fans, mate, I think it's fucking tough.
You end up trying so hard.
Mate, you actually forget how to control the ball.
You try that hard that you forget what you're actually fucking doing. I got a phone call on Friday. Somebody phoned me Friday and said, "Hi, Kev, wonders what you can do in day the hospitality, Wolves versus Coventry FA Cup.
How much are you getting for that?"
And I went, "Do you fucking remember how I was for both teams? I was dog shit for both." I said, "No, thanks."
But that's good, even better, though,
right? When I played with Coventry, I got that abuse every time I played, and I was like, oh my God. And it got to a point where I just fucking lost the plot and got sent off. I said, if you don't take me off, I'm getting sent off.
Mad what it does to him.
Oh my God.
Out of sight, out of mind, but I don't know if you'd notice that Sam Lammers at Utrecht.
What, flying?
Damn well, mate, scoring for fun.
Know, was that a five-a-side? Don't know, five-a-side.
But he's probably that, when he was playing at Start, Rangers fans would cheer every time he got subbed.
And then he thought they were cheering him, so he'd be applauding him.
Sterling, he was getting it yesterday, mate.
Oh. What about his free kick, mate?
Did you watch the full game?
No,
his play in general, mate, it was like a guy that had never kicked a ball before, mate.
Anyway, Leicester were good, weren't they? That could have been the boy's Celtic company.
By the way, he plays so light, Ange. Fullbacks coming in, they were really good, Leicester. 2.8's high. play through wingers or fast, quick wingers, really good.
See, if I was on a board, I would hire every assistant Pep's ever had. See, every team he gets an assistant, I'd just hire him.
I know, but that baldy bastard, Vint Ten Hag, he goes against the rule,
but he wasn't, was he not the reserve coach?
Oh, was he?
Aye.
I don't think he actually worked directly.
Nah, he's done.
Big Eric did alright the weekend.
Big Eric did alright.
What well, that was, wasn't it?
Aye. Good game of football, mate.
Anyway, kept commentators actually telling guys on Fiona Grand a week not to pass the ball when there's a spare man is incredible, mate.
You know that
I saw your wee post.
Mate, honestly, I'm sitting watching that going, what the fuck are you talking? Kick the ball up to who? Kick it up to Van Dijk and fucking Canati, who's going to heed it right back at you. Why are the clips never shown when you can see the chance of kicking the ball up the pitch?
Yeah. That other Liverpool centre, who, where's that boy Kwanzaa came from?
Young boy.
He's good, isn't he, young boy? To watch about English football, but he's good or not,
isn't he? No. He's, but they, again, do you know what? That's like similar to the Carter Vickers thing. See whoever Van Dijk plays with, they're always brilliant beside him.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
But see these guys, they're on podcasts like that, Man United in a control game's enough. But you still want them to fucking kick the ball. So how does that work with controlling a game?
You know, mate, it'd be brilliant if us four went down to that back crossing the line shite.
And crossing the line was your thing.
What was the guy man called? What's this guy man called?
Stick to football.
But crossing the line shite.
Crossing the line was us.
That open goal shite.
Open goal shite.
What was the English man?
Stick to football. We went down there and went, had a debate with him. That would be brilliant. Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem if you're batting yourself there.
Well, no, listen, cards on the table, I think it's fucking brilliant that.
No, so Dan's one of the best.
I proper enjoy it, aye.
You're bringing it on stick to shagging, isn't it?
Stick to condoms.
Anyway, episode one. Forget the English crap.
Aye.
On to Scottish.
Oh, Motherwell Aberdeen, what got that?
Aye, Andy Boy, take it away. Come on at half time.
Please, a rundown for the first minute of the 90th, please, mate.
Oh, aye.
You know, fancy.
No, but listen, I told you for sure Aberdeen were good, mate, genuinely. Like, Peter Leavens came in, and I've watched Aberdeen loads this year. That's the most they've played football in that the game against us at the weekend. And I thought they were good. First half, we were probably a bit flat, came out. Aberdeen dominated the game early. Score, have a couple of chances, and we probably, I feel as if we've probably done enough to get a point, but we never created as much as we have in recent weeks. I think we've done really well since January, even when the results haven't been there. I think performances have, but I probably never done enough.
You can, the boys must be buzzing that he's gone in it, because there is good football players in there, like Clarkson, and say, oh, you Warnock, fucking boot it. Actually, I said it last week. Passing it for boot it.
I said a great point, an unbelievable point last week. Actually, I think the coaching this year for Barry Robinson and Warnock has kind of failed the players a wee bit with the type of players they've got in there.
Oh mate, 100%. But like, you look at you got Aberdeen's personnel, right? So they've got
Shinny,
Clarkson, Barrett, McGrath. Midfield three, a front three at Miovsky,
Duke,
Junior Hoylett,
and
McGrath, with Duke and Pavlaka and Soccer boys that have paid $500,000 plus for coming off the bench. Like, they've got the players there. They've just, I think that, honestly, I think they've been the most direct team in the league by a country mile this year. You're talking about St Johnson. I think Aberdeen have been the most direct team in the league.
I couldn't,
but then
that
at the weekend there, they set up for goal kicks, played. It was actually a good game of football because I thought both teams were trying to play. But Aberdeen were good.
Who else got good for them? Clarkson, who else?
Clarkson was good. Barham was good. Miovsky was always a threat. Hoylett, sharp.
Actually, I was going to ask you about Junior Hoylett because that is a
sharp, aye.
Was it Blackburn?
I thought the left back was good, the boy McKenzie.
Aye, he could play McKenzie.
He was good. But was that, listen, I thought it was a decent game. I thought we weren't at our best, but we'll get on to a reason why I feel we're unjust.
Go on, Gaza, what about that is a terrible two terrible decisions for
the
me.
The corner one where the Seathew Bears hot handballed that, that's a nonsense
shirt line, isn't it?
Theo's is the one that I can't get my head on.
That's a nonsense
how that can get sent to VAR for two reasons. Number one, I've watched the replay 1,000 times. Willie Collins watched two different angles. There's still no guarantee that you can tell me that's below the shirt line. There's no angle that says, aye, that's 100% below the... And I'm going to say this, but Theo is a big honest guy, and I says, like, where's it hit you? He went, oh, it's like here, my bicep. I was like, oh, it's a goal then. And then disallowed.
Fantastic.
Number two, the refs come to every club at the start of the season talk about new rules, and I'm pretty sure one of the things we got told was, if you won't get penalised if the ball hits your hand when you're up contesting for a header. So if you're up to contest and it hits here, you're not going to get penalised for it. But the issue is, that we speak about all the time, the inconsistencies for a handball.
100%.
See, Shinny's one, I admit, I think Shinny's would be harsh, to be honest, because
no,
I've been there.
Harsh.
No, but I would think as a player, if I get given a penalty against me for that, I think it's harsh. But I guarantee we see it next week and a penalty will be
given.
There's just inconsistencies.
I thought no one was taking your arm away from your body. He clearly takes his arm away from his
The problem that Andy says is inconsistency. Yeah. We've basically got we had a problem before VAR came in. No, so good referees, right? And that's always been the case. I just need to say that. We've not got great referees. No, so good referees are now in a room making decisions with a camera in front of them and they're still getting it wrong. So it's no VAR that's the problem. It's the people making the decisions. They either need to, at the end of the season, just say, you know what? Scottish football doesn't have the money for this. Celtic Rangers have the money for it. Hearts and Hibs and Aberdeen probably have the money for it. But there's teams in this country who don't have the money for VAR. Whether just get rid of it and get back to human error, because that's how football's always been.
Or we
jig the VAR where we get X players in on a Saturday afternoon and get it from a player's point of view.
Some of your reffing decisions on Saturday were questionable, big man.
Somebody shouted at me on Saturday for a free kick. Somebody stand beside you because I couldn't miss you with your wigwam jumper on. Right? Somebody shouted
focus
at
on
me.
The game.
Somebody shouted.
Thank you.
It's not a free kick. And I just
outside
went.
Noise.
It was a free kick. Harry kicked him.
But I'm obviously going to be biased towards this, right? But see during the game, right? Not one Aberdeen fan player contests the foul, right? I think it's a handball or that. And see when it goes to VAR, you're just like scurrying, but you're like, what is going on, man? Like, and I'm going to be biased because we obviously get the goal ruled out, but it just takes the buzz away from football at times. It really does. And then and it's like 3 minutes waiting for the decision. And then see even the last 10, 15 minutes when you're chasing a game and you want tempo and flow to it. It's stopped, there's a VAR check, you're waiting another 90 right. seconds, so you don't get it, and it's right, we're playing a game.
That's the life.
There must have been about six at Celtic Park on Saturday, and it was honestly, mate, it just took every. I've seen Settler Sloan, so the first half must have been three or four decisions, but it just lasted.
I think
five
it's worse.
Each.
I think it's worse as a
I'm
fan.
I'm an advocate for VAR.
Advocate, are you right?
I actually think VAR is. I don't think you could go back to. They're getting it wrong, you know, watching it again.
Right.
What chance have they got to try to do it first time? But it's just in the manner how they're doing it. How's it taking that long? You could see a decision right away. Just get it done. Would you take VAR out?
I'd
take it out. It's when you go and watch a game, the team scores, and you're celebrating, and then you need to sit and wait because it's a VAR check. You're like, oh, fucking hell.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even as a player, you feel as if you can't celebrate because you're like, right, we need to see if this is definitely a goal first. We'll wait in a couple of minutes, then we'll celebrate. But you'll check. I didn't want VAR in the first place. I wasn't a fan of it. But now it's just got to the point where you just need to accept it's here. So you want it to change for the better. And I think there needs to be two, three big changes
quicker checks.
I think the clear and obvious error needs to go. I think if you've got referees in a van, just make the right decision. Forget about the clear and obvious error. Like if you feel as if the ref's seen the incident and you don't think what he's seen is clear and obvious to what happened, then you're probably going to get decisions that you feel are wrong, but because it's no clear and obvious to what he sees, it just gets given anyway. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that and just come to the right decision. And then other things are just the law. I think handball law for me, again, it's just. You're seeing it every single
handball law should be if you're stopping like something happening with your hand, that's a handball. This hitting your arm is a nonsense.
If your hand's away,
because you're talking about playing with a round object that can go everywhere and anywhere, and you're like, oh Jesus Christ, we've got I'm taking severe cramp here.
So what did you get for Greggs? Sorry,
no.
Greggs? Who got for Greggs?
Your Greggs
porridge, a cup of tea.
Good for you, mate. Porridge.
Porridge, aye.
Porridge nice in there?
It is nice. I just plain, and then I just put a...
Sounds tasty.
A wee one sachet of the sweetener stuff in it, just to kind of get a wee bit of... But I'm going to bring a wee tub of honey with me in the car, so put honey in it.
Not a day of eating food.
Oh, honey's good for you. Natural honey's very good for you.
Nah, it is. 100%.
Where are you pouring that?
Eh?
For the guest stick.
It's a bit sticky.
He's a genius.
Are you on a health kick game with the porridge?
I said I would get myself fit after Christmas. When I went to fucking Marks, I'm still not moved after kick.
You never tempted to name one of your boys, Greg?
Enjoy your life, mate. Imagine that.
All four of them, Greg.
Greg's.
Different spelling.
One with a G, one with two G's.
Shove an eye in there somewhere. Greg and I. That's Greg and I, yeah.
That's unreal.
Right then, cocks the table. Cocks the table is VAR out or no?
VAR for me, get it.
VAR out, get it.
It's pointless even saying it because it's not good.
For me,
it is anyway, well,
I'm an advocate for VAR, so
you
I would keep it in, but it has to be changed massively. Actually, this is going to go against every single supporter in the world. I actually get excited when that game, the VAR thing goes up the screen.
Do you?
Aye.
No, that's myself definitely hate that aspect.
Why does it take that long? I don't know.
Oh no.
Do you think, but the players, like, I wouldn't know, obviously, but is there a chance of, like, no playing in for 3 or 4 minutes? Is that no more likely to get injured as well? Am I being a pure gimp here?
Well, Warnock came out and said that they waited 5 minutes in a freezing cold day.
Exactly.
And then we had an instant during the game as well. It's another thing I hate, which again, I don't know how you change because you kind of need to do it, where somebody for Aberdeen was so obviously offside. I'm talking about 5 yards and they let it play to the face of play.
Aye,
I think it was Lennon. Lennon nicks in and he gets clipped and it looked like a sore one. And I was like, what if he gets injured there? And we've let the play roll on for somebody that's 5 yards offside to go come back and check if it's offside or no. See, if it's clear, if he's clearly offside, just put your flag up, man.
Do you know what they need to start doing, man? Do you remember this team when I was at Peterhead, or like somebody went down injured, or the other team wasn't up after half time? That's the manager would pass the ball a bit. One ball with 11 of yous, mate.
Chuck a ball.
Keep it moving.
Fucking keep the ball moving. Right, no worries, mate. What the fuck was that?
I done on Sunday with my team.
Did you? What, if somebody goes down to give him a ball, pass
what,
the ball?
No, I forgot to bring in a stuff with me and red band ball between it. I can start moving. Oh, it was shocking.
That is the worst. Who's Aberdeen manager going to get? We're getting a few, I think we're getting a bit on Twitter, aren't we?
We are getting a bit. I were called four plebs.
Nice.
Four plebs with one brain cell between them.
That'd be Andy's brain, wouldn't
it? Jack Ross.
Be Andy's brain, 100%.
Who was the other ones?
Lenny
and
Leighton.
Neil.
Aberdeen
fans were saying that's terrible shout.
Aye, the four plebs with one brain cell.
Well, are they giving any names back?
So they think
saying about the Stockport county manager?
Dave Challoner.
Right.
You can't please everyone, Kevin.
Why don't we go to one of the lounges before one of the games and we'll see how big they are?
Oh, that will go.
Oh, listen.
Forget getting your old pros up, Jim Leighton, and do the talks. We'll come on and do a proper talk piece.
Right, who's going to be the Aberdeen manager then?
Who knows? But it's like people can have a go. Everybody's got a right to their opinion, can have a go who they think should be or shouldn't be. But I mean, say this all the time, there's absolutely no guarantee that any manager's the right success until the end. So I find it baffling that people think that Neil Lennon and Alex Neil would be a bad shout for Aberdeen.
Great.
They brought in a German guy to do a review of the club.
What are you doing with that rapper? Sorry, mate.
To do a review of the club. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, there was a foreign manager linked to me who's in a job just now.
This German bit's going to get taken out.
There was a German guy who came in to do a review of the club and he identified that Aberdeen need to go for a European manager.
Who was the German guy that came in?
Bernard...
Langer?
Somebody. No.
Bernard Langer. He's up playing Trump's course and something like that. You come up and run your eye on Aberdeen for a couple of minutes.
Bernie Peters.
Imagine Bernard Langer standing on the halfway like that. That seems to be a bit longer, right? Need a bit of a couple of holes in at the corner of
us. He'd love Dundee's in, wouldn't he?
Love Dundee's pit.
Fuck me, like.
That's fucking extra.
Oh, man.
It must be somebody that's in a job, mate. Otherwise, all these guys who are knowing Joe's going to be appointed by now, surely.
Yeah, they did say that there was an interview process going on over the international break, so I'd imagine it would be. You could get announced by the time the next game comes. Mm-hmm. I think you can see why it's probably. People are saying, aye, but Peter Leibens came in. He's obviously done well, got the result at the weekend. But again, if you're going to hire a new manager, get him in before the summer. Let him analyse the squad, because it's that thing we talked about. What if you give Peter Leaving a chance and he wins every game from the end of the season? You've got to give him a job, haven't you? So,
no.
Who's he recommended? Langer. Tag him.
Langer,
recommend to Colin Montgomery, isn't he?
But to call him to Sandy Ryle, he's for Aberdeen.
Trump, mate. Trump's got a close to Aberdeen. Imagine your Aberdeen cap.
Make Aberdeen great again.
Donald Trump says he'll take the Aberdeen job if he doesn't win the presidency.
Do you think the chance leaving? Leaving, getting it?
No, I think it'll be Robson. I think they probably.
I hope Peter Leaving does well for you.
I've heard he's
like Peter Leaving.
I'd imagine he'll be kept in amongst the staff.
They made a huge boobie when they got Warnock in because Leaving. It's hard because
Leaving.
I'd been told there's a lot of cracking young players at Aberdeen, and he was obviously, because he worked in the club and knew a lot of them. At that stage, it was probably perfect to get him in, get a few of them into the sort of first team set up, and it would have been perfect for the new manager to come in, but they made an asset with Warnock. Yeah.
What a waste of time.
All right, last few bit, lads. Livy, Livy locked down, but Livy's like you said, Andy Hibbs played some great stuff. The second goal's incredible.
So's the third.
Both really good.
Hibs results have still been a bit sporadic, but I don't know. I think performances have been a lot better since they changed their shape. I think at 4-4-2, I don't know, I just didn't think it suited them, to be honest with you. I think especially when they have wingers that are really, really attacking, sometimes it was a 4-2-4, they would concede 1-2 a game. I think they've looked a lot better the last few weeks, and again played really good football at the weekend.
One of the questions that a fan messaged us about when I put up the thing about the subject was, for or against, if Hibs don't get in the top six, should Nick Montgomery stay in the job or go?
I would keep him in the job because you can see what he's trying to do. He's tried one system that didn't quite fit. He's then got players in his window that make, and they've changed the system a wee bit in it, and they look better. I think it's just a time thing, and I think Hibs are only going to get relegated. Top six, you've got to always ask yourself, what does top six mean in Scottish football, if you're the Hibs or whatever, like or St Mirren or Kilmarnock? You get into Europe early fucking June,
a few
and
quid
you get papped out by the end of
the
a few quid, but Hibs is it ever a fortune? Uh-huh. Hibs, the Hibs need it. Like, so for me, it'll be the end of the world for Hibs. I think if Hibs then go and strengthen in the summertime, which I think they will do, they could end up coming back with a right good squad, by the way.
The worry is, so their best players are the lone players, aren't they?
Aye, that's a difficulty.
Aye, they have still got good players on, obviously.
But then that loan market then still open for other good loan players. Again, if you know that market, and you get a couple of good ones in as well. Like he's from, like obviously he's managed in Australia, but he played his whole career in England, apart from the end part in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not you,
seems as if he'll be well backed as well.
Aye.
I'm for. I mean, obviously Hibs should always be getting top six, as in, with the budget they probably got, but it doesn't just happen overnight, that, or just times in, and you're, what you said, a good point, you're seeing signs there, aren't you? You're seeing something, well, something could happen good to you, and the football was outstanding on Saturday. Caddy makes a difference, I think, coming in with that, playing full-back, and they're excited to see, but we've got a Hibs fan earlier, it'd be probably better to come on and tell us if they should be staying
naked.
No, but for me, I would definitely keep him.
I think he deserves longer. Yeah.
Can't just keep changing managers? No, worked in the past. Just keep changing managers. Listen, I dig it. If you've only seen good signs, then get.
If you're not seeing any change, then you get rid of him. But you're seeing change.
And the fact he's got a record of success as well, and he's actually won things in Australia.
I think Hibs will come back stronger next year. I think they'll be a force next year.
Good.
They're going to have to be, because Hearts are running away with third place. Can Kilmarnock and St Mirren keep that going for another season? I think Dale could.
So do I. I think Kelly could.
I think Kelly could. They're well run now in terms of behind the scenes with the chairman there that runs them. Is it Billy Bowie? I could be wrong, but they seem to be a far better run club than they ever were. But no, interesting.
Anything else you want to talk
Levy,
about?
Levy, we said always the Levy, Davy's days are done.
They do like their,
it'll just be a decision where Davy's there to try and bring them back up next year.
After 9 minutes?
That was pretty quick goals. It was actually three quick goals, wasn't it? Three goals in the first half.
Half time, anyway.
I think he's questioned maybe that opportunity to move to St Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Said I think he should have went at the time.
Should have went.
Coming fresh in there.
Aye, but
will he stay on again next year at Livy if they do go?
No.
It looks like he's done, didn't he?
I think he'll go. I think he'll leave.
No, because I could see him going down there and actually almost try to build it, rebuild again.
No, I think he'll leave.
His problem is, if he does bring them back up to, he'll have the same problems again, trying to get players in and competing against these other teams to for players.
Yeah, they probably have been in the last sort of whatever how many years have been punching above their weight, haven't they?
Aye.
And with that sort of market that they go in and sort of penny pinching players, you're not always going to get that right. You know, you'll not always get it right in this season, they've no, so. But I do love him.
Do you love him?
I love him.
Yeah. Just sign off the book.
Well, I'm going to go to the toilet, so I wonder if you can give me a kiss before I can go.
Anything else? Give everyone a kiss before you go.
We can't end it in that.
What do you want to end it on, me, man?
It's the plans for the week.
What's that now, a year and 2 months? Dry?
The longest rut I've been on.
Aye.
Sad, isn't it?
I need a wee date.
That's why you got a dog, don't you? The dog will be over soon.
A wee date out ahead, definitely.
I need a wee date. Weather's getting better.
Uh-huh.
I like it in the way I was getting.
I think
better.
After the summer. You looking forward to the summer?
I know, mate.
Hydro and then.
No!
Hydro and then 12 days in the
hydro
looks Germany.
Exciting, didn't it? Well, I didn't turn up for the meeting, so I can only apologise, lads.
The meeting was good.
Was it good?
Phil Yimbrough, aye, it was good.
Phil Yimbrough.
Was the Del Boy on? Was the Del Boy in the meeting?
Del Boy was
Del was here, huh?
Any good?
Said nothing.
Did he not?
Waste of space.
Any exciting updates on it? Not to tell, but just to tell me. If there's been an update,
we'll tell you when the cameras start rolling, eh?
I seen a few screenshots getting sent into the chat.
Right.
With big names getting back to these.
Did you? You want to reveal them?
Some good names.
Bernard Langer, innit? Right, boys, thanks very much.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.